Now, in your bio, it mentions you losing 100 pounds, and there are people left, right, and center losing all kinds of weight, but you seem to have kept it off, and that is what the failure seems to illuminate in people's lives. They can't seem to keep it off. They lose it quickly through some pretty crazy approaches. But tell us how you achieved your goal and why you haven't gained the weight back.
Well, I figured out that I had to use an abstinence model. And the way I figured that out was by sheer luck. I mean, of course, inspiration, luck always comes on the heels of years of experience. It never just pops up, right? So at the time, I was working on my PhD, and a colleague of mine was working with addicts, with alcoholics. She was overweight, and so was I. And she said something a lot of overweight people say: "I wish I was just addicted to alcohol instead of food, because alcoholics can stay away from bars, and we can't stay away from food." And that day, that night, I thought about that. For some reason, even though I had even said that before and thought that before, that night I thought, well, you know, it's not all food. I don't stay up all night binging on green beans and broccoli. It's certain foods. So I wrote a list, still have it, of all the foods that I overate and I binged on and I had a problem with, and every single one of them had sugar or flour or both. So I decided that night that I'll just try the abstinent model of just abstaining, like alcoholics do from alcohol, with sugar and flour. And lo and behold, it worked. It lasted a day, and then I remember 3 days, because I was never one to be able to stay on a diet. And then a week, and it's 19 years later. The answer to your question is abstinence, is how I figured it out and kept it off. And I still haven't had sugar or flour since then.